Welcome to the Liberty of the Captives podcast, coming to you from North Attleboro, Massachusetts. And now, here's your host for today's presentation, Lisa Ruby.
I'd like to share some of my thoughts with you about 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I deliver them to you. So Paul is talking about some ordinances that he wants the church to keep. And in verse 3, he proceeds to talk about one of these ordinances. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head. Now, who did Paul say is the head of man? The head of man is Christ, and the head of Christ is God. So if a man prays, Paul says, with his head covered, he's dishonoring his head, or he's dishonoring the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 5, but every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered dishonoreth her head, for that is even all one, as if she were shaven. Who is the woman's head? Verse 3 says, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man. Verse 5, but every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered dishonoreth her head. She dishonors the man, or her husband, for that is even all one as if she were shaven. So if a woman prays to God without a covering, she is dishonoring her head. Verse 6, for if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. And then Paul goes on to explain the reasons for this ordinance. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God. But the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so the man also by the woman, but all things of God. Judge in yourselves, is it comely that a woman pray unto God uncovered? It's not comely in God's sight, but in the modern day church's sight, you do not see women praying with their heads covered. You do not see women in church with their heads covered. Not in the fundamentalist churches, for the most part. You do see women covered in Mennonite circles all the time as though it were a dress code, even though the Bible doesn't say this is a dress code. The Bible says this is an ordinance, and it's for prayer and prophesying. Verse 14, doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given to her for covering. So there's a natural covering Paul is talking about right now. Before, he talked about the prayer covering, the covering for the church ordinance of prayer. Having long hair is not a church ordinance. It's a natural covering. We're talking about the ordinance, praying and prophesying. A woman covers her head. She already has hair on her head. We're going to get back. I'm not going to read anymore right now because I'm going to talk about some of the arguments women say, well, the Bible's not talking about an actual covering, such as a cloth over her head, such as a hat or a scarf. The Bible's talking about her hair. And if I have long hair, then I have my prayer covering on all the time, and I can disregard this. I do not have to have a physical covering on my head. That is incorrect. We can see that in the context proves that it's incorrect logic, because Paul commands the man to pray with his head uncovered. Now, if the covering was hair, the man would have to be bald in order to keep this ordinance. He would have to shave his head, make sure there's no hair on his head every time he prays or prophesies. So this is not about hair. This is about a covering that goes on top of the head and over a woman's hair when she's praying, over a woman's hair and head when she's praying, or a covering that is not on a man's head when he prays. And I've noticed that this is a doctrine that makes a lot of women very angry. I have seen incredible anger just at this doctrine. Women do not want to think that they're different from men, and why should they have to do this? We are different, and we pray, we obey God by wearing a covering on our head because the Bible says so.